Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Zera Shimshon. Our shir is for a schus and refuah shalema for Malka Frieda Bas Rochel, Tinuk Ben Ruchama Brandel, Elishava Esther Bas Shifra Nechama, Sara Bas Bina, Tinuk Ben Shira Yehudis. Also, for any of the members of the IDF, Tzva Hagana Yisrael, that may be in need of a Ruvuah Shalema Min HaShemayim, or any of the hostages, Yehi Ratzon, that they be released immediately and come back home, safe and sound. Our shir is on one of the Minhagim of Purim that has taken root in all countries, and that is Oznei Haman, eating Haman Tashen. The Sfarim are Me'orer, that there is no known mekor for this custom. The question is, how did this custom get started in its proliferation? Rabbeinu explains in his Perush on Megillas Esther the wondrous allusions in the minig of Simcha that prevails over Purim that have to do with Haman, what he wanted to do to the Jewish people, and what happened to him. He mentions the minig of eating Haman Tashen and offers a most interesting reason for it. He says that one should not chas v'shalom be mezalzel in any of the minhagim that have become accepted through Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu says, Oznei Haman, Haman Tashen, represents Haman's ears that listened to the advice of his wife and prepared the gallows for Mordechai. The Iker Nes, the main miracle, says Rabbeinu, is that Haman made the tree. The king got angry at him. Ultimately, Haman was hanged on that very tree. The Zera Shimshon continues and asks why the minig is dafka with regard to the ears of Haman, not to the eyes, the hands, or the other limbs. Moreover, how do we make sweet things from the Avra of Haman, who was a Rasha? He was completely cursed. He was bad. He was bitter. We would think that we should burn something, like it says in the Darkei Moshe, in the name of the Ha'aruch, like we find that the Bochrim would make an effigy of Haman, and then they would burn it. We also find this in the Beis Yosef, Timche Ezechra Amalek, even from wood and stone. If a person has to erase the name of Haman, so then why do we eat it? Like it says, V'lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min acherim, nothing should cleave to you from that which is banned. Rabbeinu cites the pasuk, Hatu aznachem, incline your ear, ulechu elai shimu, and come to me, listen, and your neshama will be rejuvenated. I will make an eternal covenant with you, the enduring kindness that was promised to David HaMelech. The Medrash in Shmos comments that hakol toloi be'ozen, the person who inclines his ear to listen to Divrei Torah and to listen to Divrei Musar will have a great life, as it says, Oizen Shomaz Tochachas Chaim Bekerv Chachomim Tolin. The ear that hears life-giving reproof will abide in the midst of the Chachomim, the wise. Until the time of Haman, Bnei Yisrael didn't want to listen to accept the Torah. In the time of Haman, Bnei Yisrael were mekabel the Torah. The sweet ears that we make are not the ears of Haman. They represent the ears of Klal Yisrael. But it was Haman that caused that the people began to introspect and listen to the Torah. The Lashon of Rabbeinu is Minig Yisrael Torahi. The Minig of Yisrael is like Torah. It is well known in the times of the great Tzaddik Rabbi Yisachar Dov of Belz, that he had those from the government that were enemies. They wanted to overthrow him. They wanted to be malshin him. They wanted to slander him. One day, one of the chief officers that were over the entire land came to personally see the great Belzer Rebbe. When he came in, this anti-Semite said to the Belzer Rebbe, "You should know, I am the second Haman." Without any fear, without batting an eyelash, the great Belzer Rebbe said, "Truly, the first Haman, he was not successful. It didn't turn out well for him. your end will be just like his. Not too much time passed, and that officer was expelled. He was thrown out of the land into exile. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will be continuing with our Shir Nezer HaShimshon. I wish everyone me'umka deliba, b'suros tavos, yeshuos v'nechamos.